This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey now, you're an all-star. This is your IGN review of Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 by Charlie Wachholz. It's nothing short of a miracle that a sequel as well-made as Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 managed to arrive just 2 years after the original. Developer Fair Play Labs' second attempt at a Nickelodeon-based platform fighter is a massive leap forward from the first, with a more polished feel, more vibrant characters, and the coup de grace, its envelope-pushing slime meter. It took me a minute to get comfortable with its slightly buffered movement and wildly expressive slime mechanics, but after a handful of late nights with friends, both online and off, I couldn't put it down. While comparisons to the Super Smash Bros. Series can cast an obnoxious shadow over this genre, it's not an exaggeration to say that the only other platform fighting sequel to improve, rework, and refine what came before it to this impressive degree was the legendary Super Smash Bros. Melee itself. I've spent literally thousands of hours in platform fighters like Super Smash Bros. And Rivals of Ether, and classic Nickelodeon cartoons like SpongeBob SquarePants and Avatar The Last Airbender are some of my all-time favorite shows, so I was very disappointed by how much I didn't like the original All-Star Brawl in 2021. It's incredible, then, that All-Star Brawl 2 takes nearly every frustration and complaint I had with the first one and inverts them. Combos are deeper and more fleshed out thanks to multiple revamped mechanics. Hits feel more substantial and satisfying thanks to beefed up sound design and improved animations. And movement strikes a much better balance between speed and precision. And perhaps most exciting of all, its excellent cast of characters shine thanks to their updated, more cartoony models and well-acted voice lines delivered by many of their original voice actors. It's hard for me to talk about the different ways characters function without going on an overexcited rant about each and every one, because they all offer something unique and interesting. Where it took me forever to pick a main in the previous game because I just couldn't find a character that stood out to me, it's taken me a long time to find one in All-Star Brawl 2 because I like so much of its cast. After putting every fighter through the motions in the single-player arcade mode, I found myself excited to explore a whopping half of its 26 characters further. I can't remember the last time I was this torn and this excited to spend time playing as such a wide swath of different characters in a platform fighter. This is the kind of diverse cast that puts a fighting game into the next stratosphere. Zim is a puppet character now and has the ability to control gear with greater accuracy. The Angry Beavers work less like ice climbers and more like a team from a tag-based 2D fighter with moves that may remind you of some well-known assists from games like Dragon Ball FighterZ. And Plankton is a weird mix between a grappler and a zoner with ranged grabs and wonky projectiles. The cast hasn't come without sacrifices, though. Not only have a handful of favorites from the previous game been cut, including CatDog and Toph Beifong, but it's a little weird to see main characters from their own series not show up. Grandma Gertie and Gerald from Hey Arnold are playable, for example, but Arnold himself is nowhere to be seen. The same goes for Reptar standing in for any of the Rugrats. While I can understand why that might frustrate some, the choosier omissions leave room for All-Star Brawl 2's cast to have more diverse playstyles. Reptar is one of the game's few heavy characters, and both Grandma Gertie and Gerald's movesets bring a lot of distinct, cool flair to the cast in a way that feels worth the trade-off. While new characters may get the spotlight, even the returning cast brings something fresh and new to the brawl. Fair Play Labs has fully rebuilt every aspect of the sequel, so no character is the same as they were in the previous game. This huge rework may sound like overkill, but it's a necessary step in making every fighter work with the new slime mechanic, All-Star Brawl 2's greatest innovation. I cannot overstate how much style and finesse slime adds to this game. With just a single button press and a sufficiently filled slime meter, you can add extra power to any of your special moves, boost your air dodge, cancel out free fall after using your recovery, boost that recovery further, cancel out any moves ending animations, and even escape enemy combos. Versatile, easy to manage, and well-balanced, slime is an effective tool no matter what character you're playing or how good you are at All-Star Brawl 2. Like most of the other challenges found in its campaign mode, boss fights aren't anything too novel compared to what we've seen in similar games, but they're still fun. And the upgrade systems and randomly generated nature of it help to keep things fresher than they would be otherwise. Other single-player options include an arcade mode, which uses the same challenge level types found in the campaign and matches them with specially themed fights, like teaming up with SpongeBob to fight Plankton. It's a big improvement on the original All-Star Brawl's much shorter, less curated arcade mode. I just wish it had more going on to distinguish it from the very comparable campaign mode. Surprisingly, the training mode is far and away the crown jewel of All-Star Brawl 2 single-player options. This is probably the best training mode I've seen implemented in a platform fighter that doesn't require hacking your Switch, with impressive options I'd usually expect to see in fan-made mods for training modes in other games. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 finally lives up to its name, standing as an all-star platform fighter. Not only is it a fantastic sequel that takes criticisms of the first game to heart and sends them to the blast zone, it expands way beyond those adjustments. Decent, if samey, single-player options with a good amount of challenge, a training mode clearly made by people who know exactly how to construct a platform fighting laboratory on a level rarely seen, and stellar rollback netplay bolster a supremely fun fighting system. The excellent new slime mechanic then elevates it to a new level by introducing a huge amount of creativity to every character in its impressive roster, without making it unapproachable for the party game audience. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 belongs among the greats of the platform fighting genre, and the moment I'm done with this, I'm going back for more. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2's IGN score, 9. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.